Iniulat ng United Nations ang 79 na alegasyon ng sexual na eksploitasyon o sexual na pag-aabuso laban sa mga miyembro ng tauhan ng United Nations sa kabuuan ng organisasyon noong nakaraang taon. Ito ay nagmamarka ng matinding pagtaas mula sa 80 alegasyon noong taong 2014. At halos pitno po sa mga alegasyon noong nakaraang taon ay nagsasangkot sa mga tao sa 10 peacekeeping mission. Kamakailan lamang nagkaroon ng 12-12 ng paratang ng pang-aabuso laban sa mga pang-international na mga tagapamayapa sa Central African Republic. Sinabi ng Kalihim General ng UN Ban Ki-moon, ang bilang na iyon ay hindi katanggap-tanggap.
In the face of this disturbing trend across a number of our peacekeeping operations, it is imperative that our collective response is more effective. My report proposes strong new initiatives in three key areas. First, ending impunity. Second, helping and supporting victims. And third, strengthening accountability, including through action by member states.
Binigyan ng particular na pansin ng ambassador ng Estados Unidos para sa United Nations, Samantha Power, na karamihan sa mga paratang ay sa mga pinakamalubhang uri tulad ng panggagahasa at pakikipagtalik sa mga minor de edad. Sinabi niya, sa 69 na paratang na sangkot ang mga peacekeeper, tanging isang tao lamang ang naparusahan.
He was suspended for 9 whole days. 9 days. Now, some have argued that this discussion has no place in the UN Security Council, implying that they do not think sexual exploitation and abuse by peacekeepers has an impact on international peace and security. They are mistaken.
Sa kasalukuyan ng United Nations ay mayroong mahigit 100,000 mga sundalo at pulis na nagsisilbi sa 16 na peacekeeping mission. Noong buwan ng Disyembre, isang independenteng lupon ng mga tagapagsuri ang nag-akusa dito at sa mga ahensya nito ng lubhang maling pamamahala ng mga paratang ng mga pang-aabusong sekswal sa mga bata ng mga pwersa ng UN sa Central African Republic noong taong 2013 at taong 2014. Yaon ay humantong sa makakamakailang paghango ng United Nations ng isang resolusyon upang agad pabalikin sa sariling bansa ang sinumang peacekeeper na inakusahan ng sekswal na pang-aabuso. Sinabi ni Samantha Power, ang resolusyon ay nagpapahatid ng malinaw na mensahe ng sexual na eksploitasyon at pang-aabuso sa loob ng organisasyon ay hindi papahintulutan.
The resolution underscores that peacekeepers found guilty, not those accused, those found guilty of committing SEA do not deserve to serve in UN peacekeeping missions, sending a clear message to troop and police contributing countries who fail to take action to prevent or punish credible allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation, as well as to all member states and to UN bodies to ensure that these investigations are carried out thoroughly, promptly, and impartially.
Ikinatuwa naman ang Crisis Response Director ng Amnesty International na nakabase sa Geneva, Tirana Hassan, ang resolusyon. Ganunpaman, sinabi niya, higit pa ang kailangan gawin ng United Nations upang matigil ang sexual na eksploitasyon.
There is massive underreporting of the problem, and people will not come forward until they see concrete action and until they see accountability. So, you know, we need to make sure that the troop contributing countries are not just removing troops who may have committed crimes, because it's not an out of mind, out of sight kind of issue.
Sinabi niya, maraming peacekeeper na napatunayang nagkasala ng sexual na pang-abuso ang humaharap sa limitadong mga kinahinatnan para sa kanilang mga naging aksyon.
What we need to see now is real change to say to troop contributing countries that if your peacekeepers are involved in these very serious allegations and these serious crimes, then they will be held to account. And that actually means that it's the troop contributing countries that need to react to this, not just the UN. It's very easy, and Amnesty International has documented cases before where troops who have been found to be guilty or have been accused of sexual exploitation or rape or even other serious crimes like killing civilians have simply been sent back, and then the problem just disappears. nobody hears anything about what happened to those peacekeepers. And I think that's another important step of this resolution, is that there needs to be public reporting and information needs to be made available about what the troop contributing countries did with the perpetrators.
Sinabi pa ni Hassan, higit na focus ay kailangan ding maibigay sa mga biktima.
We would like to make sure that, you know, victims feel safe to be able to report. That's the first thing that needs to happen. The second thing that needs to happen is there needs to be the proper sort of support and care, both psychological and physical, to ensure that victims are taken care of. And then we need to be thinking about proper systems where victims can be compensated for crime. But the most important thing is that they feel safe and secure to be able to report, and then they will be taken care of appropriately within their countries and their communities.